The Consumer Product Safety Commission has its own investigators, but it does not have the authority to test toys before they reach the market. That's why it relies on toy companies, doctors, and consumers to report problems before recalling toys. Rebecca Morley is with the National Center for Healthy Housing. It's trying to eliminate lead poisoning in children. She says start with the toy recall list, but she says there could be other toys that contain lead that haven't been recalled yet.
I would also err on the side of getting kids things that are not painted. I wouldn't get jewelry. I would avoid some of the vinyl toys that we are seeing that are likely to contain lead that are on the recall list.
Morley says the only reliable way for parents to test for lead is to send the toys to a lab. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.